All right, welcome back to it, live from the Lansing Center, downtown Lansing, Michigan, a special edition of the Steve Huber Show on this Thursday. Good to have you along here on the 12th of September. It's the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference, and joining me, a gentleman that's been on this program numerous times, Jungwin Prosser, the Vice President of Health Partners Home Care, also serves as President of the Neurotrauma Association. John, so good to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
A lot of things have changed since you last sat with me. A lot of things have changed when it comes to no-fault insurance. You guys are here to protect no-fault because you're also part of the Coalition to Preserve No-Fault Insurance. But it has changed. The governor signed a bill that changes everything. Tell me where we stand today.
Well, there's an immense amount of disappointment, Steve, in the community of providers. This is a concept that was conceived back in 1970 by the Milken administration that studied the fact that the population of people with brain and spinal cord injuries are underserved and undercompensated. And they said, we make the cars that people get injured in. We can come up with a better way to manifest a lifetime resource. And so that was researched and created in the Public Act 21 in 1972. And so for 47 years, we have had lifetime care unconditionally for every person that suffers a catastrophic injury in Michigan. And now, under the guise, the umbrella of, let's have a thorough review of every variable so that we can reduce the cost of premiums, the cost of insurance premiums, a very special, never before convened auto committee in the House was created.
Right.
And the purpose of that was to review all of the variables that lend towards cost. What are those variables? We were promised that there would be a full public review of any bills proposed. We were promised there would be public hearings concerning all of the experts from all points of view, leading to a greater understanding of how we can reduce premiums. Well, transparency. So at the end of the day, all that was a big show, a big promise. And then what the legislature did is, on one particular day, they did an end run. And they said, we're no longer going to have hearings. Somebody from the insurance companies came up with a 130-page bill. And at 1 in the morning, it was handed to the representatives. And they were told they were going to be asked to vote in an hour.
Where did this all take place?
At the Capitol building.
There you go. All right, so let me ask you this. A lot of promises were made. I interviewed a lot of different folks on this program and asked them, what kind of money are we going to save? Nobody could give me an answer. I said, do you save money? I save $100? Is it $1,000? Is it 50%? They couldn't. Not percentages, not dollar values. I could never get anybody to tell me.
Yeah.
As a driver, and I own three cars.
Sure.
You know, between me and our household, we have three motor vehicles. We pay the bills. We've been paying them since, you know, I began driving a couple of years after you.
For
but,
sure.
But I've been paying a long time, and I wonder, okay, so I paid for all those years, and now if something happens to me, I'm not covered.
That's right. Your rates are not going to go down. That was the red herring. Okay, this is the seduction. Oh, if we do this and tweak that. But again,
save money.
They did it at night. So, I mean, if it was really going to be sincere, then there might have been a good result. But the bottom line is, the seduction is that you're going to get some kind of teeny tiny discount on your PIP. PIP is personal injury protection. It's basically 20% of your policy. So if you pick lifetime care, you get 10% savings. Well, my PIP is $200 every 6 months, so that would save me $20 every 6 months. On PIP, but if I buy anything less, which has never been allowed before, if you buy a gradation, the bottom line is you're only going to save 25% of your PIP or 40% of your PIP. 40% of my PIP would be $80 to trade that
over 6 months.
Yeah, to trade that for lifetime care. But here's the kicker: because that occurred, you now have to purchase $3 to $5 million worth of additional liability coverage. Because God forbid you're the at-fault driver on a snowy day, and that person that suffers the injury is paralyzed. They don't have full-time lifetime coverage anymore. They're going to sue you for everything you have. So the cost is going up. And ironically, the day that the governor signed the bill on Mackinac, the Insurance Institute published an article that said the legislators misunderstood. Rates are going up.
Really?
Really.
So just so I'm clear then, if we had kept no fault the way it was, in your estimation, rates would have gone up. And we got rid of no fault, and rates are still going up. Because you're right, the big promise was Michigan drivers, we pay the highest insurance in the nation. We've got to get this under control. We heard this narrative for a very long time.
Do you know why that is, though? It's because we have this system called file and use. Okay, what we really need, let me give you a contrast. California has some regulation over insurance companies. We have zero. We have no bad faith legislation. We have no consumer protection. None. In 30 years in California, the entire rise of cost of auto insurance premium was 13% over 30 years. Ours went up 13% in the last year.
It's rare that I want to do anything like California. But this might be the one exception.
It might be. I mean, life's full of juxtapositions. Right. And at the end of the day, we really need accountability from the governor, the Senate, and the House over the insurance companies instead of letting them run everything. Okay, they're the ones that drafted the bill. And the biggest problem that everybody in the industry that's been serving this population for decades has is that your representations are that you're going to be transparent, that you're right. going to invite us to the party, that we're going to bring all the experts, we're all going to talk about it in public, and then you do an end run. Now, why do you do an end run? Because you know nobody's going to agree with it.
Let me ask you this. John Prosser here, Vice President of Health Partners Home Care, and involved with the Brain Injury Provider Council and a lot more. Let me ask you this. When you look at it, it doesn't seem to me, and I felt this when we were going into it, that we weren't getting the entire story. We were, right. you know, parts of it were being shaded, and that's the way politics works sometimes. What do you do to let people know this is what you really got? How do you get the word out and say, listen, folks, you didn't get what you thought you were going to get. In fact, you might have gotten a lot less.
That's it. And one of our most important messages is to have all citizens that drive in a car, that's 6.5 million drivers in Michigan and 500,000 commercial vehicles, call the governor's office, remind her that she promised us an audit of the $24 billion in the catastrophic fund. How do they come up with their pricing for the catastrophic cost? How do they come up with the pricing on their premiums? Do that. But we're also having a rally. When I say we, it's the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. It's the Michigan Brain Injury Provider Council. And it's the general membership of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. And the rally is going to be on
September 25th.
September 25th. And we're going to stage our rally here at the Lansing Center. And then we're going to walk down the street and stand on the grass in front of the Capitol. And we're going to have a dozen speakers for an hour. And it starts at 9 o'clock check-in, 10:45 march to the Capitol, 11:30 in the morning the rally starts, and it'll last a couple of hours. What is it about? It's about us giving the message to the legislators that you broke your promise. So the rally is called the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. What was the promise? The promise was transparency. It was open meetings. It was bill review by all interested parties. And instead, they just handed it to the insurance companies who came with a bill in the night and said, boom. Now, the hope is in people learning it was only 6 votes to the bad that made this happen.
The real promise, the real bottom line promise is that we would have a better system after the fact, after this committee and after these reviews.
Well, the goal was to reduce the cost of premiums.
Right, and have a better system.
Right.
I'm not sure we arrived there. If you don't mind, can we hold through the break?
Yes, please.
All right, John Prosser here with me at the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference. They have a rally coming up on the 25th of September to further try to inform the public of their point of view. And they believe that the public got the short end of this deal, you and I and anybody that drives in Michigan. And there's a couple of things, the no-fault plan that I have questions about that I think could have been improved before I got thrown out with the bathwater. 41 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show live from the Lansing Center at the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference. Back after this.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju laser treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to Wyckoff Wellness.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. kids who could go on to college but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late-night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living united, I don't just wear the shirt. I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live united for education. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.